Investment Flash.
Buddy, the Magnificent Seven just shed $2.3 trillion, and it's flowing straight into chips. That rotation we saw yesterday, it's accelerating. Plus, oil's getting swamped by a supply glut, and the yen just hit a 39-year low. We're diving into all of it right now.
It's Tuesday, June 30th, New York edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie, here with Tom and Gerald. Yesterday's London show was all about the AI CapEx rotation. Tom, your semiconductor buy call is already up.
3.3% in one session, Marie. The semiconductor ETF is up 69% year to date. The rotation is real, for real.
Yeah, look, it's impressive, but a 69% gain in 6 months. That's a price-to-earnings expansion story. Semis are pricing in a lot of good news already.
Wait a second. The rotation out of mega-cap tech and into chipmakers is exactly what the Financial Times is flagging. $2.3 trillion exited the Meg 7. That's a structural shift, not just a momentum trade.
Exactly. The chip ETF is still 6% below its high, while the Nasdaq 100 is only 3% off its peak. That tells me the rotation has room to run. Buy semis, sell the Nasdaq 100.
All right, but the counterargument, the Nasdaq 100 is heavy with Apple and Microsoft. If their AI capex starts paying off, that rotation could snap back. It's a head fake risk.
Gerald, that's my point exactly. The signal is dispersion, active over passive. The press is all over the rotation, but it's not a straight line. The cleanest play is favoring semis and hedging with a Nasdaq 100 short.
Exactly.
All right, fair enough.
That's the signal.
Speaking of overextended trades, the oil glut story is gathering steam. Bloomberg reports Asian refiners are offering crude cargoes to California, and it's a direct supply dump.
I mean, the crude oil ETF is still up 55% year to date, but it dropped 3.8% this week. Momentum is turning. Gerald, your value radar must be pinging.
Honestly, energy stocks at a trailing price to earnings ratio of 20 aren't exorbitant, but when the supply wave hits, those crowded CTA longs could unwind. Sell signal.
And the energy ETF is down 1.6% this week, still 16% below its high. The sell signal is there, but the year-to-date run gives you a cushion to get out.
Fade the energy longs. This is that moment where de-escalation deflates the risk premium.
Right, because nothing says de-escalation like a flood of oil after Hormuz reopens. The production numbers must be wild.
Fair enough.
Hold on. The supply glut may already be priced in after a 3.8% drop, and we're heading into summer driving season. It's not a one-way street.
Fair, but the signal is clear. Sell crude oil, sell energy stocks. The trend is your friend until it ends.
Now, the yen at a 39-year low, that's a macro scream. The dollar's rally is punishing everything. Nikkei Asia says intervention risk is high, but momentum is with the dollar bulls.
And that's feeding straight into bond weakness. The long-duration Treasury ETF is hugging its 52-week low, up just 0.5% year-to-date. Rising Treasury yields up crushing long duration.
So we short long duration Treasuries? That's a crowded trade too, but I'm with it until Tokyo steps in and the yen stops back.
Tom, remember when you said bond yields couldn't go higher last year? Now they're at multi-decade highs. But look, mate, a yen intervention would spike the bond ETF. It's a binary event.
Oh, come on. I was early, not wrong.
That's exactly the risk. Nikkei warns the yen slide could reverse sharply. If you're short long-duration bonds, you're betting against Tokyo and the Fed. That's a high-wire act.
All right. So we watch for intervention. But the signal is still sell long-duration treasuries. Momentum's there.
Now, a story that's pure Financial Times. Car finance lenders are challenging the UK compensation scheme on human rights grounds. They're arguing it violates property rights.
Only in the UK. Lenders invoking human rights law to dodge paying customers. But seriously, this freezes billions in potential liabilities for Lloyds and Barclays.
Ha, fair enough.
It's a creative legal Hail Mary. But hold on, Tom. It's binary. If they lose, the redress cost could be enormous. And courts don't like banks arguing human rights to avoid compensation.
Marie's right. That's why we're only watching Lloyds and Barclays. The outcome is uncertain, but it's the most original take of the day. Sticking with UK regulation, a quarter of water companies underspent their investment allowances. That undercuts their case for higher bills.
United Utilities and Severn Trent are directly exposed. Their price-to-book ratios are almost 4 times and almost 5 times. If the regulator clamps down, those rich valuations get smoked.
So sell United Utilities and Severn Trent. Easy. Underspending while asking for bill hikes? That's not going to fly.
To be fair, the regulator might not want to squeeze them too hard. They still need to fix the leaks. But yeah, the political optics are terrible.
The signal is strong. Sell UK Water. Regulatory risk is real.
Shifting to China, brokerage stocks are having their best month since October. Bloomberg says trading activity and IPOs are booming.
Right, but the China Large Cap ETF is still down 20% year to date, near its 52-week low. Is this a value trap or a bargain? The press is undecided.
No, but that's exactly the point. It's deeply depressed. If the trading boom lasts, there's mean reversion potential. Buy the China Large Cap ETF. And for tech, the China Tech ETF is up 3.5% this week.
And the Global Brokerage ETF could catch a bid if this sentiment spreads. It's down 4.5% this week, so entry is cheap.
All right, a contrarian China play. You're buying when everyone's given up. Just remember, Chinese rallies can vanish.
I know, but that's the whole point of a mean reversion trade.
Another EM story. Indonesian bonds drew $1.2 billion in inflows last month. That supports the rupiah and could spill into equities.
The Indonesia equity ETF is down 38% year to date, 40% below its 52-week high. That's a deeply oversold bounce candidate.
But these inflows are yield-seeking. Equity rotation isn't guaranteed. Still, the risk-reward is attractive at these levels.
Buy Indonesia equities, either the main ETF or the alternative. The signal's there, and capital inflows are sticky when yields are high.
Hong Kong's IPO market is on fire, proceeds up 84% year over year. Luxshare, Apple's AirPods maker, is seeking over $3 billion.
And that confidence spills into Apple. A key supplier listing successfully signals strong demand. Apple's price-to-earnings ratio of 29 looks less scary.
Plus, the innovation wave. The ARK Innovation ETF rallied over 3% last session, riding the SpaceX NASDAQ tsunami. Buy ARK Innovation. Buy Apple.
And don't forget the direct play, the Hong Kong Equity ETF. That's the purest bet on the HKEX activity surge.
Gerald's going international. First Indonesia, now Hong Kong. What's next? Brazilian bonds?
Only if they yield double digits. But seriously, the IPO wave is a solid tailwind.
Now, something we called yesterday Comcast. I said buy Comcast. And today, the Wall Street Journal reports they're spinning off NBC Universal.
Wait, the spinoff is a catalyst, but also a deal target. This could unlock value. Comcast trades at a forward price-to-earnings ratio of just 6.4. That's cheap.
But the merger and acquisition fantasy could fizzle. Disney's mentioned as a player, but does Disney even want more studio assets? Hold Comcast, but buy Disney.
Disney's down nearly 12% year-to-date, with a forward price-to-earnings ratio of 13. If they're the acquirer, they could benefit from scale, or just reduced competition.
And a wild card! J.P. Morgan plans to invest its own funds in defense and national security. Jamie Dimon wants to add firepower.
This is huge. It signals a new capital channel for the defense sector. The aerospace and defense ETFs are only about 5 to 6% off their highs, but re-rating potential is real.
JP Morgan at a price-to-earnings ratio of 14, near its high. It's not cheap, but the strategic move could lift earnings. Buy the bank. Buy the sector.
Totally.
Nailed it.
That's the signal.
Coming back to that UK car finance story, the human rights challenge is so audacious. If it succeeds, it could limit retroactive consumer compensation across industries.
But it risks huge judicial backlash. Imagine the headlines. Banks dodge payouts using human rights. That's a reputational nightmare, even if they win.
Still, it's a clever legal move. For traders, it's a binary event to watch. The uncertainty could keep Lloyds and Barclays range-bound.
So let's zoom out. Today's signals show a market divided. Tech rotation, oil glut, yen crash. The Our View synthesis says broad dispersion is increasing. Favor active over passive.
The counterargument, these moves might be overextended. Oil may have priced in the glut, the yen could reverse, and the tech rotation could be a head fake. Long-duration treasuries near their low makes the short crowded.
But the cleanest expression is dispersion. Fade crowded energy longs. Watch yen intervention for treasury moves, but position for defense expansion. The aerospace and defense ETF is only 5% off its high.
And what's missing? The dollar's impact on emerging markets beyond yen and rupiah. The DXY is surging, and EM equity sell-offs are barely covered. Also, the Chinese equity rebound, the large cap ETF up 0.38% last session, could be a value trap or a bargain.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Markets are unpredictable, and past performance doesn't guarantee future returns.
We're back tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. London time. Until then, keep your positions nimble. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.